This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I like that radio is her church. It's nice. That's Maren Morris. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Happiest of Fridays to you. I hope it's the best Friday ever. Brand new music segment, Fridays is when all the new music comes out. It's brought to you by Dang Moles. What do you say? What did you say there?
Oh, Dang Moles. I said, I can't wait to hear who it's brought to us by.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Nicole surprises us every time. It's brought to you by Dang Moles.
Those Dang Moles.
I call them goddamn moles, but she's so sweet. You know, Dang Moles. By the way,
she censored
yesterday.
I forgot what you called them.
I called them effing moles.
Yeah,
is what I called them. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't put that because I might have just accidentally read that. You put it in front of me. I read it. So yesterday, there's, you know, this time of day as the sun's coming up, you know, it's light and I can see out the window. I'm looking directly across the lawn at this volcano of a molehill. And I go out there. I put it on Instagram. I cleaned it all up. I tucked all the plants back in, hoped that they would live, you know, got all the dirt out of there, tucked them in, whatever.
Oh, my God.
You're fine, Vinny. As soon as the sun came up today, I look across. There's another gigantic hole in the exact same space. Somebody said the way to get them is to chop up hot peppers and just stick them down the hole. I'm going to try that.
Oh, I forgot to show you my sticks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? Honestly, everybody on Instagram gave me 500 ideas, like everything from lighting flares and sticking them down the hole. Like, that seems extreme. But I guess it either kills them, asphyxiates them, or they come running out the other side, and then you can, you know, kill them with a shovel. I'm really not looking to kill any animals. I'm really not. Even though, you know, yes, we do have rat traps. I'm sorry to say, but rats, I mean, they're in a class by themselves. The moles, I just want them to stop digging.
Moles are no good either.
Yeah.
They're not,
so I'm gonna try the jalapeno peppers. I'm gonna try the hot peppers. I'm gonna put them down the hole and hope that they just go, oh boy, this is not a place I want to be. We'll see. But I am looking across the lawn right now at another. It's not a huge project, but it's annoying. So anyway,
is it on the lawn or?
No, it's, well, the lawn has mold.
Little wire,
wire. Yeah, wire. It's smaller than that. I don't know even what you call that thing. Just like the little hamster wire, and it's just that's 6 inches down underneath the grass and. They can't get onto the lawn, thank God, because we used to have moles on the lawn. So now they just go in all the surrounding. Now they just dig up the flower beds. Anyway.
Great.
You know, as problems go, I'll take moles over some other things. So I'm going to, you know, but complaining is fun. It feels good. You know, you're venting.
Right.
Thank you, Nicole, for reminding me about my giant molehill.
You're welcome.
Out there.
Dang moles.
I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. It's just a molehill, you know? Shut up, Sarah. Jesus. God. Lord almighty. Time for new music. We're probably only going to have time for a couple of things here. That's our way. We run late. That's how it happens. And I'm looking at, it's already 8:16. And we begin.
Oh, it's
new
fun.
Music today. We're going to start with Alanis Morissette. Last hour, we played you a live debut of a song called, a live on television debut of a song called Ablaze. She did it on Fallon. It's adorable. She's holding her daughter the whole time, and the kid is clearly not having it. And he just has a kid agenda, which is not mom's agenda. And we put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can look at that. But we're going to hear a couple songs off. This is Alanis Morissette's 9th album. And
I'm interested in this because she broke through with such intensity Mm-hmm. And was that first album was not only intense, but it was, I don't know, do you call it anthemic? I don't know what you call
Absolutely.
It, but I know I was at a show and watched every person in the audience sing back at her. And
Slappy
I realized
Slappy
people,
does this song. That's that anthemic. 25 years later, we still
right.
like Tommy Igo loves playing this song. Our bass player loves playing this song. It's just, you know, I love singing it. It's just what a song. Since that record, she's had other hits, but has anything come close to Jagged Little Pill?
Not even. But I also think that her audience, the ones who really love her, probably have aged with her. So this mm-hmm. might sell well. I don't know. I know when I heard the song with her daughter, I thought, this is really cute and sweet, and I hate the song, though, so I'm not into it at all.
Actually,
I didn't
thought the
find
song
it...
was okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Great.
We'll listen to it. Okay. Is Ablaze one of the ones you pulled, Bryn?
It is not.
Well.
But I pulled some other songs.
Let me what you pulled. Yeah. Let's hear a little taste of Alanis Morissette's Such Pretty Forks in the Road.
Yeah, I pulled the most popular ones as far as ratings on the tracks. Here is Reasons I Drink.
Oh. Wow.
What are the reasons I drink? The reasons I tell everybody I'm fine even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it.
That's pretty good. I don't know. Give me another one.
Here's Smiling.
That's cool. Like I'm actually paying more attention to the sort of weird drum beat that's happening with that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's hear a little
more.
That
sounds good.
This is I wonder if this whole record's a little bit depressing. Like, you know, this is, I'm just going to keep on smiling and these are the reasons I drink and what else we got here?
Diagnosis.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hide what you want. Because I don't even care anymore. Call me what
Yikes.
You need to.
Yeah. Not very
to
happy.
Make yourself comfortable.
Her quarantine album, I guess, huh? All right. Were you able to pull Ablaze? I would actually love to hear album.
Yeah, I didn't realize you still wanted that. Okay, sure. Hold on. Yeah. Give me a second.
Well, and you can watch the live version of this. She was on Fallon last night. And I don't know. I thought this was sort of pretty. I'll be interested to, maybe I was paying too much attention to her daughter to really notice the, because she's holding her daughter in her arms in this live performance of it.
Right.
And her daughter's like a 2-year-old, so you can imagine how that went. A lot of talking from the kid.
Right.
A lot of squirming. A lot of headphones on and off. All right,
here is
Ablaze.
Let me see. Let me jump ahead a bit. Oh, it's still going.
One became two, and everyone was out for themselves. Everyone was pitted against each other. To my boy, all that energy, so I don't love your hues and your blues in equal measure, your comings and your goings away. My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze.
Showing you the screen. My screen because you see the this is a popularity rating here and Ablaze has no rating there, which is interesting. So I pulled the three that have the best rating.
What else are you going to do? Sit and listen to the whole album at 4 in the morning? So we just happened to have heard this on the Fallon show. This is nice. So the record is called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. It's a brand new Alanis Morissette record and it's her 9th album. Beyonce has a record out today as well.
Kind of.
And Yes, kind of is the word. So this is a, it's a visual album. It's actually being released on Disney Plus, but I assume you can buy it as sort of the soundtrack to this.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, is that so?
I couldn't find it on Apple Music. I couldn't find it on Amazon Music.
So Unlimited. It's exclusive then.
So I had to go to Disney Plus, and so I wasn't able to find, you know, the individual tracks or the titles of the song. So I pulled what I got, and I also could just stream you whatever. I'll play it, you know, live.
So it's a,
and show
it's
you
a
the video too.
Visual video film written, directed, and produced by Beyonce. It's based on the music of The Lion King, The Gift. And it is premiering globally today, but apparently, you know, you got to be on Disney Plus to get it. It is basically, they're saying it's a reimagined set for the lessons of the Lion King for today's young kings and queens in search of their own crowns. The film honors the voyages of black families throughout time. It's a story about a young, quote, a young king's transcendent journey through betrayal, love, and self-identity, and his ancestors help to guide him. So it's like the Lion King story, but through the eyes of a black family. So Black is King is the name of it. I don't know if this will ever be released as just an album. It sounds like it might just be an exclusive thing. So whatever you were able
here's
to
what I pulled here.
Grab, yeah.
Step in
your essence and know that you're excellent, right? The spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just.
Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the roof, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Wow.
A journey is a gift.
And of course, there's, you know, there's a whole visual aspect to this. So. Offer at the
door. Right. So if you have Disney Plus, you're able to watch this whole thing now. This starts today. Okay.
Luckily, I have Disney Plus.
I like hearing her sing. Yeah, I know, yeah. Right. Otherwise, we'd be like, well, we understand this is on there. But so there you go. If you have Disney Plus already, then you have access to Black is King, a Beyonce visual album.
Sarah, as we're running out of time here, we have three albums left. If I were to choose, I'd choose the one that you said that was optional.
The debut album of rapper / singer Dominic Fike?
Yeah, the other ones are...
Okay, that's fine. I don't need to hear a Brandy or New Psychedelic Furs. I just don't. What Could Possibly Go Wrong is the debut album of rapper singer Dominic Fike. What did you like on this record?
Here is Chicken Tenders. Can't watch it with air on my head, facing this football's baby. White wings in my pillows, playing good. I've been on the track, I got markings on my body, trace. Oh, my body, yeah. Rodeo for party glasses. But girl, you know how itchy my back is. Every time. We settled, but it never felt right. Cause we can't keep still. And we try to fight the way everything feels when we step
out. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is he talking about like chicken feathers at first?
Oh, he gets to it in the. Yeah, I'll play that again for you right
chicken
there.
Fingers, no need for translation, and I order chicken fingers to my room, girl.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I understand all the imagery there. It's,
I imagine like, he's in a hotel room with Christina. Yeah, he's ordering room service and he's getting chicken
she
fingers.
Loves the food so much that her legs are shaking.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right,
I didn't get into the
there?
Lyrics at all, but I thought that sound was really neat. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a little snippet of the new music that's out today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to get to a little bit of sports because they're back and it's super fun, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.